Welcome to Bloomers in the Garden. I'm Len Schroeder, and Julio has retired. Those of you that didn't catch the show last week, my buddy, friend, and co-worker has decided to retire and enjoy wedded bliss. Yeah, good for you, Julio. Good for you. So on this week on the show, I and my son attended Mance. Aaron was supposed to go and just had something that he couldn't get out of, so it didn't work out. So he's learning some of the things that we've discovered at Mance, and we'll talk about it during our first segment. So he's hearing it for the first time, too, because it just was a day or so ago. And there's a lot of discussion on how things were last year as far as the nursery industry and what going forward into this coming year, what are the trends and what do the industry professionals have to say? That'll be in our second segment. One thing that couldn't be avoided are native plants. If you've listened to this show, you know that like I am on the fence with native plants, a step above weeds. sorry about that. I'm going to have to learn to embrace them because it is a trend. And that you're going to hear what's old is new again in our third segment. You know, Carl and I were visiting, that's my son, and runs a nursery, and we were visiting a booth of one of the most innovative plant breeders. And it's, I'm going to tell you, it's Star Plants. That we laughed because he, like, in it, have you ever had the thing where all of a sudden you say what you're thinking and didn't really mean to? Carl blurted out, not more roses. And they were promoting more roses that look a lot like the old roses, and that if you've heard of knockout roses and you've heard about some other plants, that this is a company that started the knockout roses trend. Anyway, long story short, our fourth segment, we're going to discuss roses for 2025. And our final segment, one thing we didn't see, thank you, Jesus. No more new hydrangeas. After the last 15 years, every year, it's like 5, 6, 10 new hydrangeas. This year, they weren't pushing new hydrangeas, thank God. But we're going to go over, and we always have a primer about hydrangeas. So we're going to tell you which ones that are my favorite and that will just be celebrating the fact that there aren't another 10 new reblooming hydrangeas. Trust me, we have enough. And that's what we're going to be talking about, the Mance Mid-Atlantic Nurseryman's Trade Show in this show. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
Fertilome's Triple Action contains 70% neem oil and 0.25% pyrethrins as a concentrate and ready to spray. It is an insecticide, fungicide, and miticide labeled to use on vegetables, fruits, nuts, herbs, spices, and ornamentals. This organic OMRI-listed product controls a wide variety of insect pests and diseases, including aphids, scale, spider mites, white flies, rust, leaf spot, and powdery mildew. This insecticide is an all-in-one bottle that will cure just about any problem you may run into throughout the year. Fertilome's Triple Action has been helping gardeners across the country for years. Best to apply in late evening and early morning hours. Mix 1 ounce, which is equivalent to 2 tablespoons in a gallon of water. The best part is, Triple Action may be used up to the day of harvest. So, the next time you are visiting your favorite garden center, ask for Fertilome's Triple Action and expect to have the best-looking plants in the neighborhood.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or see and hear us by subscribing to Bloomers' YouTube channel. Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley every Saturday. First, wake up with us at 6 a.m. on WNWR The Word at 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. Tune in at 8 a.m. to Bloomers in the Garden Radio on Talk 860 WWDB. A rebroadcast of Bloomers in the Garden Radio is played each Saturday evening at 5 p.m. on The Word, 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard throughout the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden. Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. I'm Lynn Schroeder. Aaron's here.
Yo.
And we've got TJ behind the glass. Okay. So I went to Mantz this week with my son Carl. And it Mantz, M-A-N-T-S, stands for the Mid-Atlantic Nurseryman's Trade Show. It is for people in the industry only. It is not like the Philadelphia Flower Show, which is coming up in the beginning of March. But this is for professionals only. So just letting you know. So what were my takeaways? Like, one of the things that we're trying to find, and to just back up for a second, there used to be a lot of these trade shows, and it's different from what we call hard goods shows, like our distributor shows, where, say, it's a distributor will have a show, they'll have all of their manufacturers in, and then you'll purchase product for the coming spring. You get a good idea, but it's controlled by the distributor. So the distributor basically has the narrative. You get a chance to talk to friends in the industry. And that's what I look forward to Mantz for, is that it used to be more garden center related. It's grown more and more as far as garden centers, as the I'll say it out loud, as garden centers become more of a rarity in the community, that more landscapers have come in, and that it's just an interesting switch to watch how it used to be less. It used to be more retail, and now it's a mix of retailing product as well as, you know, finding this gigantic, you know, $100,000 mulching machine. Very cool, by the way. Very cool. But then again, that's a lot of mulch to put down to pay for it. Anyway. So Mid-Atlantic Nurseryman's Trade Show, again, that's in Baltimore. There used to be a pants show, and all these things are kind of funny because it's Mantz and there's pants and they all rhyme. And pants used to be the Pennsylvania Association of Nurseryman's Trade Show. That used to be the big one, but that was held during the summer. And a lot of us that are in the industry kind of combined it with a vacation. But Mantz is always held in the winter, and that now this has become the top dog as far as shows go. So what were my observations? And this is an overall, I guess, for the economy too. Attendance was a little light. There have been years where you can't find parking. And Aaron, how come you know Baltimore so well?
I lived there, went to college there as well.
Yeah,
there so I met my wife, yep.
I mean, downtown, I could find first parking garage I found, I could find space right across from the convention center. Mm-hmm. And that, I don't think I've had that luck.
I actually got lucky. Anytime I'm at the convention center, I usually park on the Key Highway side. And
okay.
You usually find some good areas. But if anywhere down there is usually always packed, it's usually always yep. busy, hard to find parking, especially on the Pratt Street side,
yeah.
for sure.
I was on Charles.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
I was on Charles.
You like right near the main entrance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And on the first floor.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean,
you got lucky.
But what that means is that there was probably light attendance at the show, and it seemed that way. Why? I'm not sure. I really can't say. I know that there were a few things that we'll uncover and unpack during the show today, but I don't know. It's a great facility. What do you see? Like, so, okay, you go through the doors, you get your little badge, and that Bloomers is located in Sewell, New Jersey, S-E-W-E-L-L. So you have all of guys trying to, how's everything in Sewell? It's like, oh, brother.
You have no idea.
Yeah, it's like, clueless. I'm sure, I haven't been to Sewell, I've been to Sewell. But any case, that you know, it's still that old school relational contact, which is great. But again, attendance seemed to be light. So the good thing is you didn't have to wait online to talk to people, because that sometimes happens. There were like regional nurseries. Like there were some of our South Jersey guys were there. There's also, you know, all over Tennessee, there's tons of great nurseries in Tennessee, and they all seem to attend the Mance show, or most of them. There were national nurseries like Monrovia Nursery, and there's also a Greenleaf Nursery. A lot of the national nurseries, like, for instance, Monrovia Nursery, those of you that have done any landscape work at your own home, you certainly have seen Monrovia Nursery in the green pots. They have growing facilities that they just sold their Connecticut facility, but they have it in Georgia. They have it in California. They have it in, it's also in Oregon. So they have it throughout the country, and they can grow different types of plants because of that. One other thing is you get to see the breeders. I tell you what, the breeders that we saw there were the ones that, you know, like Proven Winners, for instance. Proven Winners was there, and so you get to see anything that was new, which wasn't much. It was, like Star Roses, Terra Nova, a lot of the new perennials. If you say Heuchera, I'll say Terra Nova, because they were introducing a lot of the new colored leaves of Heuchera. But a lot of brands, like, for instance, Star Roses and Plants, they are the growers or the breeders of Knockout Roses, Drift Roses, Bloomables, Bushel and Berry. Bailey's was there, and they did Endless Summer, First Editions, and Easy Elegance Roses. Greenhouse growers were there. Some of our greenhouse growers that we use quite a bit were there. And it's a surprise, because some of them are on the smaller side. And, like, to be honest with you, my employees are my number one thing that we have at Bloomers. Number two is our suppliers, and that we're kind of tight-lipped about our suppliers. It's like, well, where do you get this from? It's like, oh, some guy, you know, but we don't say. Some of those guys that I try to keep a secret were actually showing at the show. Some of the folks that we have a long-term relationship, I mean, multiple generation relationship with, that I, you know, you enjoy talking to them because, you know, my dad died a long time ago, but they knew my father. So, and that their father knew my grandfather. I mean, it goes back that kind of way in this industry. Now, I don't think that happens in Home Depot. I don't think that happens in Lowe's, that we know the people not only as growers, but also personally. We know their kids. They know our story. We know their story as humans, not as just growers. So that's really nice to connect with. I saw Kathy from a nursery that we started buying from when we first opened Bloomers, and I hadn't seen her in a long time, and it was great to be able to see her. Kathy and Bob were both there, but I hadn't seen Kathy for a long time. Let's just say, they were from Hopewell Nursery. In any case, it was great to see them. You find pot companies like ceramic pots, plastic pots for nursery containers. You know, if you need a 50-gallon plastic pot, you're going to have to pay close to $75 for it, but they have it.
Part of my brain, I thought we were talking about another pot.
Yeah, no, okay. that hasn't entered the realm yet. You know, someday it's like, well, hey, look, we're growing this, you know, such a Proven Winners brings out their cannabis line.
Sure.
You know, it's going to happen. They'll have a great name for it, you know.
There is a market for the profit, so I understand.
But we don't know. Like New Jersey, it's legal in New Jersey. Right. But how many plants can you grow?
Correct.
Aren't written yet.
Right. It's a lot of gray.
Aren't written yet, so... You know, don't grow your own. You have to go to the dispensary. And not that we endorse that, but we have to have the knowledge on how to grow things. That's the way it is. Right. It's That's part the of way the business. It is. You know what's the coolest thing?
What's that?
They had a drone that was it was like probably about 10 foot by 10 foot that they used to spray the fields with. So it was a sprayer.
Yeah.
And all I'm thinking of is that's the thing that was creeping all of New Jersey out. You know? they were actually just spraying crops,
question.
You know?
No question.
So, but it was gigantic. So it was very cool rather than just one that has a camera on it.
Right.
So it's landscaping equipment, you know, drooling over skid steers and like new trucks and the ATV utility vehicles, like the Gators from John. It's like you look at those, it's like, wow, cool. And then you look at it's $8,000. That's $8,000 for a golf cart toy.
Right.
We don't need that.
Something that's not necessarily needed to golf.
I'll tell you what, my back was hurt, and I was thinking, like, well, I'd have one of those.
Maybe I should
have. Back and forth from the house, you know. But then again, boy, I would look pretty crappy. It's like, yeah, there he goes.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, it's fun because you get to see new stuff and it's and reconnect with old friends. And this industry is relational. It's all relational. It can be the actual growers and owners of the company, but it's also the salesman. Tim Bloxham from Centerton Nursery and I have been friends since we were both young, both basically new. And Tim and I, we had a great time. Yes, there was nothing was held back. So we both had a good time making fun of each other. But anyway, Tim and I have a great relationship. Tim is the one who told me that when he first came in, that there's the creeping time, okay? And he said, get ping pong balls, and you put like eyes on the ping pong balls, and you set it in the woolly mother of time, and it looks like a Muppet.
Oh, Lord.
And like,
I never even thought about that.
And so here I'm talking to this guy like I'm pretending to be all serious and like, you know, a grown up, you know, at 24, trying to say, and Tim's like my age, and he's telling me to make Muppet characters out of the plants to sell them.
It
he still holds to that. He's like, I think I should do it. Anyway, that's a little idea of what Mance is, and it's a part of the insight of what we do at Bloomers and what every garden center does for the most part, or nursery, you know. So we're going to explain more about what happens at Mance right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Espoma Indoor Houseplant Food is the ultimate all-purpose plant food for growing bigger houseplants with healthy green foliage and beautiful blooms. Its rich blend of natural proteins enhanced with kelp extracts, humic acid, and Espoma's proprietary set of beneficial microbes. And because it's made in Espoma's state-of-the-art, solar-powered manufacturing facility, its quality is guaranteed. Espoma liquid houseplant food is ideal for pothos, palms, fiddleleaf figs, monstera, and more. Just add half a cap and a quart of water and use every 2 to 4 weeks. An 8-ounce bottle makes up to 24 quarts. Feeds instantly and adds beneficial microbes. 100% natural and organic, safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit your local independent garden center and select from Espoma's entire line of Espoma liquid plant foods, cactus food, orchid food, African violet food, tomato food, super bloom booster, and more.
If you're like me, then you absolutely love birds. the bird sanctuary at Bloomers Home and Garden Center has you covered. They're dedicated to the care and feeding of wild birds of all sorts. Want to bring more birds to your yard? Then you got to see this place. Bloomers has a huge flock of feeders, birdhouses, birdseed, and much, much more. Want to feed the birds and not the squirrels? They have this absolutely cool bronze bird feeder that will drive those sneaky squirrels nuts. They'll be moving to the next door neighbor in no time. OMG! Bloomers have these absolutely adorable birdhouses that will turn your yard into the perfect bird B&B. They carry all types of wild bird seed, suet, seed cakes, and mealworms. Bloomers stocks Lyric, Kohl's, CNS, Pine Tree Farms, and much, much more that will keep those beautiful birds coming back for more. Bloomers Home and Garden Center is located in Washington Township in Gloucester County. For more information and directions, check them out on the web at bloomers.com. Bloomers Home and Garden Center, you got to see this place.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. We're talking about MANTS, the Mid-Atlantic Nurseryman Trade Show that was this past week. It is for commercial people only, so you have to be in the business. And I was talking about how we reconnect with old friends, and we collaborate on new trends and try to evaluate the past year. And evaluating the past year, and like I said, attendance was lighter, so that speaks volumes on how 2024 went. Like, our nursery department was off, and we understand that in the garden center industry, we always have something to complain about. It's the weather. Oh, the weather. It's raining every weekend. What are we going to do? And it's, well, quite frankly, it's true. We have basically about 6 to 8 weeks to do our entire year is based on those 6 to 8 weeks. And if it rains every weekend, guess who's not going to plant their garden? Guess who's going to, I'll forget it. The homeowner says, nah, I'm not going out in that rain. So it's the weather, the holidays. Like, at the show, like, it was such a short time between Thanksgiving and Christmas. I mean, how could we do anything? It was like, oh, and then the number one is always the economy. The economy. Elections. Last week we said elections have consequences. Elections can hit a business hard, because what happens is that whether you're from a blue state, a red state, a purple state, no matter what, you are convinced that the sky is falling, no matter what team you're on, and that this was no difference, that it was just rough. It just was really rough, and that attitude, I mean, we are trying to sell to consumers, and we're a happy industry. We want to, you want to look to the future. We always, in a segment coming up, we are always optimists, because we have to be. We plant a seed in the ground, it grows either vegetables or grows flowers. You know, we're always looking forward. But I'll tell you what, it was a difficult year with an election, worse than having a recession, to be honest with you, except for 2008. That's what type of things that we talk about. Economy, inflation, and then these are things we're sitting around in a group, and we'll go, oh, the economy was terrible. Yeah. And then it's like, well, how about inflation? All of our costs increase. And then those of us that are in New Jersey, and then you add wages. I mean, minimum wage now, it's $15.50 an hour. How are we going to deal with that? That's what we were paying our managers just 3 years ago. So it was a tough year in the garden center industry based on all of those things. You know, people also, what's brought to light, and this is how discussion, you want to know, is it just me? Is it just me? But here's something to think about. Okay, how many people are doing staycations? Not like they used to. Staycations used to be the thing where, and you take the time off, but instead of going away, you would spend a week working on your home. And a lot of times that was the landscape, and that you would make the value of your home increase. Now everybody's going on real vacations and they want that experience. And I think it's because home values at the highest they've ever been. You know, Aaron, wouldn't you say? You know,
I agree 100%.
You know, so it doesn't really matter if I have a good landscape. My home's going to, you know, it's going to sell and sell for more than my asking price. So that is impacting our business. And here's another thing is that we know that people, we can tell, like for instance, we have specimen plants. Specimen plants are those that are really fancy, and that usually they're the ones that are the show-off plant, but they're expensive. They're anywhere from 300, like a Japanese maple, a real nice big Japanese maple, or a type of blue Atlas cedar, or a Deodora cedar, or a dwarf Hinoki cypress. All of those plants are in the hundreds of dollars. And it's because they grow really slow, and it takes that long. It's not like you can grow it in a year. It takes, you know, in some cases, these plants are decades old. And so they're expensive. People aren't buying them. We noticed at Christmas that the, you know, expensive Santa Clauses that were, you know, 4 or 5 feet tall, that were, you know, were being sold 10 years ago, like they were going out of style, but they were expensive. Now, I don't think we sold any at full price, to be honest with you. I think we sold all of them at clearance or at our Christmas open house. All those things combined to try to, you know, we're talking in circles and saying, trying to figure out, all right, so what's up for next year? You know, we think the future's bright. Elections are over. Okay. We have, like I've said last week, this isn't a political show, but no matter if you're a Democrat, Republican, independent, you've got to admit that at least, you know, we're going to have a strong central leader in the White House. He may be right. He may be wrong. Well, he's certainly right, but he may not. He's definitely somebody who is taking the hit. I mean, he's the leader of it. So you don't wonder, it's like, who's pulling the strings behind the scenes? There's nobody pulling strings behind Donald Trump. It's all him. And that, so we actually have a centralized point to where we can focus on good or bad. And that where the hope of lower interest rates and less inflation is something that we're, again, these are a bunch of garden center, retailer, nurserymen sitting around trying to figure out what the future is going to be. And these are the things we talk about. We talked last week about RFK Jr. If he gets into the position that he's nominated to, that there will be a change in how we look at pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and that we're going to want to grow our own food. I look at the grocery store and I think it's like, where did it come from? Is there pesticide residue that I need to be concerned because it's from a different country? Their rules are different than ours. So I think a movement towards growing your own food is definitely one, and that, again, that was agreed upon with my peers. And just quite frankly, you need to be an optimist. I next year is going to be better. You know, what's going to happen with Christmas? Christmas trees are not going to go down, but they may stay the same for enough years that they seem to be cheaper.
Do you think that with the lack of rain, though, that the pricing of Christmas trees won't go up this
year? No.
Okay.
No. Now, it's reached its maximum tolerance because people are looking at, and this is another thing to discuss,
right.
If we're selling a Christmas tree for $125,
right.
They're looking at, well, that artificial's $50 more. I'm going to get an artificial tree. You know, I only have to buy that once. I have to buy that every year.
Gotcha.
But those that hold on to traditions, thank you very much, that, you know, they're going to always buy a real tree, but it's still, it's a problem. Many of us in the industry are like, we're used to look at Christmas trees at basically how many we sold, how we did. Like, you know, we'd strut around, I sold 1,000 Christmas trees. Yeah, those people that sold 1,000 Christmas trees, they're selling about 100 now. The actual, as far as prices go on merchandise, there has been a stabilization on prices for plant material that I see. And the only other thing that I can throw in there, and I could tell from my side, people are maxed out on their credit cards. There was a time before the 2008, I guess it was the housing bubble burst, that people were using their homes as they would do a line of credit through their value of their home. That ended. Now they're hitting their credit cards and they've got 25% interest rate, but they're holding a top value and just paying minimum payments because they want to maintain their lifestyle. That has got to stop because that can't continue. And I'm hoping that combined with staycations, values of homes, homes being more competitive because there's more homes on the market to sell, those of us in the nursery industry are looking for an increase in interest within our industry. Does that make sense, Aaron?
Yeah.
All right. All right. We're going to be back in the next segment, and we're going to talk about the popularity and the things that we see as trends for 2025. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
We are proud to announce that Bloomers in the Garden has partnered with Renewal by Anderson of Greater Philadelphia, Delaware, South Jersey, and Southern Maryland. Renewal by Anderson is the top window and door company in the United States, specializing in replacement windows and doors. You might be thinking right now, what the heck do windows have to do with gardening? Well, Renewal by Anderson makes this beautiful garden bay window that's energy efficient and made from recycled materials. It's perfect for growing the finest indoor plants possible. When you are looking out your windows filled with plants in your beautiful garden, you don't want to see old windows that are cloudy, warped, or even rotting. That's why people in the horticulture community love Renewal by Anderson. Not only do we want our gardens to be beautiful, but their homes as well. Renewal by Anderson participates in horticultural events such as flower shows, earth days, and eco fairs. To get more information and set up a free home consultation, please visit www.philadelphiawindow.com. And be sure to tell them Bloomers in the Garden sent you.
Is she gone?
Nope, she's still standing there.
What is she doing?
I think she's watching the grass grow.
That's our job.
I know, right? She's watching the grass grow, the flowers grow. Ooh, look, the trees are growing.
I can't say as I blame her. Remember where she bought all this stuff?
Duh, bought us there too.
Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Find us online at bloomers.com.
Hey, welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Hey, if you have any questions about about what we're talking about today, about the trade show that we just attended, please call the hotline. That number is 609-685-1880. Please leave us a message. I'll get back to you right away, and that we'll let you know what you have as far as. You can ask us questions about anything, and it could be new plants. It could be about your existing plants. Call the hotline, 609-685-1880. So the one thing at this trade show you couldn't escape was an increase in popularity of natives. I have really not been a fan of natives, and Aaron is laughing at me because you think?
You know? Yeah, man. I think you despise them. Like,
well, and here's why. The concept of natives is going backwards, and that a plant that is through breeding, through science, is made better. And so you start with the native plant, and then you just make it better, make it have more flowers, make it be more compact, always like, you know, say better blooms, bigger blooms, different colors, making it maintenance free. That's what happens when there's new cultivars and there's new varieties. And that's what you do. You take the native, that's like starting from scratch, you know, and then you go and improve it. Well, guess what? That has turned upside down on its head, and that natives, it reverts back to the original species. I want to have the thing that looked weedy. I mean, I don't know. I really love the concept that we heard from Dr. Alan Armitage of nativars. So what does that mean? So that means that it's a native plant that naturally grows in the environment where you are. It's not like an import from China or somewhere in Asia or Europe. It's a native to your area of the United States, and that it has been improved. Better flowers, bigger flowers, better habit, you know, not invasive. You know, like for instance, like this twisted around. So say you want a native variety of butterfly bush. That is on the invasive species list. So the native version, you can't grow. But the actual nativar will have, it'll be actually a sterile flower to where it can't seed and become an invasive plant. I hope you understand what I'm talking about, because I tell you what, you're not going to be able to escape it. I'm not going to escape it. Because I am horticulturist and retailer, so there's the money side, let's take advantage of the trend, and then there's the horticultural side, let's get the best plant possible. But the desire to get native plants by the consumer has really taken over. And one of our friends that are out there that is Centerton Nursery, Bobby Blue, and actually he runs Centerton Nursery with his sister Amy, his brother Donald, and it's really cool because they all get along, but they all have their own responsibilities, areas of responsibilities. And one of the things that Bobby has is the marketing portion, and that where Centerton Nursery has come up with True Blue Natives. So when you can go to a nursery, you don't have to know the variety, that it'll have a designation, it'll have a tag that says native species, it has its own label, and that what we're going to do at Bloomers is have our own section of native plants. And we're going right back to the native varieties. So there is some exciting plants like you'll see in the woods, native Eastern Red Cedar, right? Eastern Red Cedar is an evergreen, and that they're going to be available. Beach plum, those of you that are anywhere near the shore, that beach plum naturally grows in the dunes, and it's a native to those areas, has a little bit of a flower. I haven't seen beach plum ever, and I know that people who are anywhere near the shoreline are looking for beach plum because it is that native, and it can hold the dunes. It can do the things that you want. And there's a whole list. There's a whole list, like St. John's wort. Now, the improved St. John's wort is beautiful, but we're talking about going back to the original. Sweet Bay Magnolia. Sweet Bay Magnolia, I have a 40-foot Sweet Bay Magnolia at my own house. Likes water. You know, it's a great plant. Has the flowers are white flower that is very fragrant. And I tell you, there are, I guess what I'm saying is that, okay, there are some reasons why you want them. I personally don't necessarily want a landscape of all natives, but I'm willing to use natives if there is no variety or hybrid that has been improved. So, and again, going back to, all right, so how about there is like, for instance, red twig dogwood. Like the red twig dogwood is basically that. It's a shrub. But there's a variegated leaf red twig dogwood. That would be a nativar. Native plant, but it's been a new cultivar. So that's a nativar. So look at your local garden center this spring. You're going to see it. You're going to see it. We're going to have Bobby on when we get closer to spring, and we're going to talk all about natives. And that I hope we can get in the – well, honestly, the majority of the plants he sells are not natives, but it's become a bigger and bigger part of his line because he's the only one that has made it so that it's a marketing tool. You know, so if you have YouTube, I don't know if can you see this, Aaron? Look for us on YouTube. Please give us thumbs up and please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Right now, I'm holding up what that label will look like when you see the Center to Nursery True Blue Native label. And if you're looking for natives, this is what you look for. So. Again, natives were one of the hottest things. Every nursery was pushing them, and they are easy to grow, but they don't have a long shelf life because they either grow really fast or they have certain things that they need that you can't necessarily supply too long on the nursery in the nursery department. So again, look for natives at your local garden center. It is going to be hot. Do a little research and look for, you know, try to find some plants that you're looking for. All right, we'll be up next, and we'll be talking about roses in our next segment. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Fertilome's Triple Action contains 70% neem oil and 0.25% pyrethrins as a concentrate and ready to spray. It is an insecticide, fungicide, and miticide labeled to use on vegetables, fruits, nuts, herbs, spices, and ornamentals. This organic OMRI-listed product controls a wide variety of insect pests and diseases, including aphids, scale, spider mites, white flies, rust, leaf spot, and powdery mildew. This insecticide is an all-in-one bottle that will cure just about any problem you may run into throughout the year. Fertilome's Triple Action has been helping gardeners across the country for years. Best to apply in late evening and early morning hours. Mix 1 ounce, which is equivalent to 2 tablespoons in a gallon of water. The best part is, Triple Action may be used up to the day of harvest. So, the next time you are visiting your favorite garden center, ask for Fertilome's Triple Action and expect to have the best-looking plants in the neighborhood.
Costa Maine's Organic Castine Blend Organic Raised Bed Mix is the best soil for raised bed gardens, planter boxes, and container gardens. It grows amazing vegetables. It is made with a mixture of manure compost, worm castings, lobster and kelp meal, mycorrhiza, green sand, and biochar. It's ready to use straight out of the bag with no need for additional components or tilling. If you love growing fresh and hardy vegetables, herbs, and flowers, Coast of Maine's Castine Blend Organic Raised Bed Mix is the perfect choice for you. At Coast of Maine, we believe in growing organically and buying locally. Castine Organic Raised Bed Mix can be found at these fine stores.
The garden. We're talking about having a blooper reel or things that go on in between our segments. My back hurts, okay? You know, I can't. It goes from my back out of my mouth. has that creaking sound.
I think they created that song, It's Raining, It's Pouring.
Hey! Okay. Old man isn't snoring. He's snorting, maybe.
He jumped into bed, couldn't get up.
Couldn't get up till morning. Well, that would actually be true.
Chill, Wayne. Chill.
All right, back to the man's show. So, you know, here, this is the complete opposite of our native discussion that we just had. So at the man's show, we're at one of the booths where the most innovative plant breeders that are there. And it's not Proven Winners. It was actually Star Roses and Plants. And Carl bleeps out, not more roses. There are sometimes we just have enough plants. And we're going to talk about that in the final segment. But there are a good enough variety of plants that maybe they don't need to be improved. And that the rose that we were talking about, it had a variegated flower to it. And it was okay, but unnecessary. You know, it was just, are you going to really sell it? I mean, I don't think so. And like shrub roses that, I don't know, shrub roses have delivered on probably half of the promise. They didn't need to be sprayed as much, that kind of thing. But they still need to be sprayed. I think it goes back to when we sold roses in the past. It was you just had to spray them. You didn't have a choice. You just need to spray them. And I think that we still need to go back to that. You're going to have issues with diseases. You're going to have issues with insects. And that the most important thing is rose rosette, which is actually you have to kill the insect before it spreads the virus because there is no cure for the virus. So you have to control that mite, it's a beryllium mite, that will spread that virus to other plants because there is no cure. They just wipe out and they're dead. So roses absolutely has a place in your garden and in your landscape. That I love the David Austin English roses. And wait till this spring, Aaron, you're going to be amazed that we have a huge selection of them coming in. But I wish that some of the hybrid tea roses that would come back, you know, again, like you're talking about being old. Back in the day, the first thing that came that got delivered were roses. Hmm. And they were in cardboard boxes.
I get that.
And they were in square, perfect cardboard boxes with a beautiful label on them. And you could get varieties like those old historical names, like Mr. Lincoln, Queen Elizabeth, John F. Kennedy. And that you could also get varieties that were like Tropicana and Double Delight. You never see those anymore. You never see them. It's all like, I told a story a few years ago where I went to one of the arboretums and they have a rose garden there. And I went to go look at the rose garden. It was all stupid, you know, shrub roses. It wasn't the hybrid tea roses. It wasn't the fancy roses. It was all just like, wow, knockouts. I can't wait. Anyway, so the one thing that you have to do with roses is you got to make sure that you're going to spray them. I don't care what kind you get. It's something that you have to do. And I just don't buy it anymore. It's like, oh, it's resistant to rose rosette. It's like, sure it is. Spray them. Know when you buy a rose that you're going to need to spray it. If you know the chore ahead of time, it's not going to be that big of a deal. Understand roses are pigs. They like to be fed. So you got to feed them and you got to spray them. And it's every couple of weeks. For feeding, it's probably every, depending on what type and what time of the season, it could be, you know, twice or three times a year to spraying with a liquid water-soluble fertilizer every 2 weeks. But it's going to require a little bit more work than we were promised when the shrub roses first came out. So anyway, if you're getting cabin fever, God, it used to be that, you know, Aaron, that used to, Jackson to Perkins was the biggest name. That was recognized ahead of Scott's as far as a recognized name in the industry. And that where people would get a catalog and they would look through the catalog and then we would get the roses in February. And the entire front of the store, there'd be like 400 roses in front of the store and people were buying those cardboard boxes that had the roses in them. And it's too bad it's not done anymore because I think that it has a place.
To your point, I do remember as a kid, my mom And my dad used to tell me those roses actually used to be delivered in boxes around their to their home. Just same with the milk that came in the crate, right? Same with their dry cleaning. People would come and deliver these types of things. But it's cool to see, you know, the memorabilia of it. Like, you can go to some of the thrift shops and see some of the remnants of it. Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nostalgia.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope that somebody gets it back. But the problem is Jackson and Perkins went out of business and they got bought up by some mail order company. I don't know who it is. I don't remember. But it's been stopped. They just don't do it anymore. So what are you going to do? But roses have a place in everyone's garden and landscape. You just need to feed them and you need to spray them. Know that going in and you'll have fantastic roses. That's all I got to say. All right. We'll be back in the garden when we're talking about the things we didn't see, which is a celebrating thing, right after these messages. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix gives roots the ideal balance of air and moisture. It contains a special blend of beneficial mycorrhiza to help grow stronger roots, bigger plants, and more bountiful blooms. Try Espoma Organic Potting Mix indoors and out for all your potted flowers, vegetables, and you'll see why it's the best. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic Potting Mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Bloomers in the garden.
Aaron, you know, the one thing we didn't see, thank God, was no new hydrangeas. You know, there might have been a few that we missed. But it wasn't like last year, the big one was Eclipse. It's a pink flower, so, and that's big macrophylla, the kind like, you know, big round flower, and that it had burgundy, like dark burgundy leaves, which is rare. I mean, all hydrangeas have green leaves, right?
Yep.
Nope. So, but thank goodness. There are enough good hydrangeas out there. A new one is not going to... It's just going to steal basically sales from the other hydrangeas. We have enough hydrangeas for the moment. So let's just cool it.
I know a few mop heads when I see them.
That's it. So, all right, I went through and I was thinking, it's like, all right, it all started with the endless summer hydrangea. And the whole reason was that it used to be that hydrangeas only bloomed on their old growth, which meant that, like, so the growth that's on your hydrangea outside in the 20-degree weather that we're having right now was where the flowers came from, and that you didn't cut them back in the fall. And that's where the flowers came from. If you cut them back, they wouldn't grow, and then they would have that great big beautiful bloom in the spring, and then they would be just leaves the rest of the year. The endless summer was one where it would have that same flower, but then when it put on new growth, it would spot a flower here and there. And it's okay, and you can say that it's a repeat bloomer, but it's like, you know, all right. My favorite, and I sometimes have that pit in my stomach where it's like, ugh, proven winners, but it's Let's Dance Blue Jangles, which is a proven winner variety. It's compact. It can be pink or blue, but most of the time you're going to see it more blue or purple. And it all depends on the pH of the soil, but it only grows about 2 foot, and it stays compact, and you can grow it in a pot and put it on your deck. Very cool. The microphylla hydrangea Eclipse that we talked about with the burgundy leaves, very cool. Was hard to get last year, but I'm sure that there'll be more in abundance this year. Don't always think about the macrophylla, which are the round ball type flowers. The panicle hydrangeas, a little lime punch, which flowers, they change from, like, they open to like a green and then go white, bright white, light pink, and then to that rich Hawaiian punch red. And it'll rebloom through the summer. And those four colors, they mix on the same plant. So, and it's a great, and I like compact plants, and it's a great plant, another proven winner. And it's useful in landscape, and it's beautiful. Incredible is the smooth hydrangeas. And the thing that I love about it, they're gigantic basketball size flowers. Incredible plants. So there's enough good hydrangeas out there. Thank goodness they're not like bringing more out, because there are just too many. There are too many right now. I think there's 40 varieties that we carried at Bloomers, and that was too many. So somebody's going to end up sitting on the floor and not being sold. So it's going to be like those misfit toys. And I guess, what is that, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Anyway, we'll be right back in the garden right after this.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Costa Maine's Organic Castine Blend Organic Raised Bed Mix is the best soil for raised bed gardens, planter boxes, and container gardens. It grows amazing vegetables. It is made with a mixture of manure compost, worm castings, lobster and kelp meal, mycorrhiza, green sand, and biochar. It's ready to use straight out of the bag with no need for additional components or tilling. If you love growing fresh and hardy vegetables, herbs, and flowers, Coast of Maine's Castine Blend Organic Raised Bed Mix is the perfect choice for you. At Coast of Maine, we believe in growing organically and buying locally. Castine Organic Raised Bed Mix can be found at these fine stores.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. By the way, we're wrapped up. The one plant that I would say was the coolest thing I saw was calla lily, Frozen Queen. It has like a purpley magenta flower, but the leaves are variegated. And I checked with the breeder, and they do not burn. If you're looking on our YouTube channel, you can see it. If not, go ahead and get to our YouTube channel, subscribe, and please ring that bell. We'd appreciate that. But this was it, the coolest plant I saw, and that it was a calla lily of all things. So I want to thank you for watching and listening for this week's Bloomers in the Garden. If you go to a local garden center, tell them you listen to us. Bloomers in the Garden. We'll see you next week at the same time right here in the garden. See you in the garden.